If you stayed till the end. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this fabulous nation and beyond our borders here on America Tonight. 34-31, the Ravens in the end beat the 49ers, but the 49ers finally made it thrilling. It only took a 34-minute power outage to turn the tide around because the 49ers were getting pummeled 28-6. Then they suddenly, in the third quarter, reeled off 17 points. And, oh, they were so close. Four chances at the end zone in the end to make it happen. If they had gotten a touchdown, it would have flipped and the Ravens would have tried to march down the field for at least a shot at a field goal to win it then. But they didn't need that. The defense came through and the 49ers couldn't score in the last couple of minutes. But it was an exciting Super Bowl. It would probably go down as a top 10 for sure, maybe a top 5 in some books. Depends on how many Super Bowls you've seen and perhaps what your favorite team is. Because let's face it, we all are looking for our favorites when we're football fans. We all have a team. It's like politics. Don't give me this in-between nonsense. You can't be in-between. You're either a D, an R, or an I. Or confused. I think there is confusion out there. I'm still looking for that fabulous third party, but we haven't found it yet. But the politics of sports come down to those moments. The moments where you become a champion and you almost ensure that you have a really good shot at the Hall of Fame. And that's what happened with the Ravens. Be interesting to see with Ray Lewis. Remember, this is a guy who was never convicted of murdering two people, but back in 2000 talked to the people in Atlanta. And that still is hanging around his neck, but this last Super Bowl win was a big one for him because he's not coming back to the defense. And for Joe Flacco, who's named the MVP, of the Super Bowl, he is the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. Often it is the commercials that'll also be talked about, and I think the power outage interrupting the Super Bowl, which led to crazy tweets. I think I got 50 tweets on the lights going out, including two different people who said to me, now the rich people know what it's like to be in the Superdome with the lights going out. Ooh, that was a veiled reference, wasn't it? To Hurricane Katrina. You could tell people in the background were panicking because it wasn't happening quickly, and it looks like it could be an equipment thing. It wasn't the energy company in New Orleans. They released a statement. They think it was something to do with equipment, perhaps the wattage of the show that Beyonce put on for 12 minutes during the halftime. It was a fantastic light show that surrounded her, and it might have just blown out the electricity. Somebody did something with their equipment. She heated up the stage and heated up the electricity in the Superdome. In the end, it all worked out for the Ravens anyway, and for the Harbaugh family. Oh, those live wires are so scary, aren't they? And for the Harbaugh family, it's a tale of one son gets to the highest highs, and the other son almost got there against his brother. It's a very strange deal. I can't even imagine. I think of sibling rivalry. I have just a brother, and when we play tennis, we're out for blood. even horseshoes, as a matter of fact. But imagine being a professional. Going what you have to go through to get a team in that position and losing to your brother, it would have to be pretty darn tough, I would think. I think so. So I'm going to say that it was a great Super Bowl. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope many of you enjoyed it. And if you hate football, and you hate when I talk about football, don't worry about it. This was our last Nail the Score week when people call in and randomly pick the score and try to nail it, and nobody did. Matt Johnson, who was out having a fabulous time at the wildest party in the country in Minneapolis, isn't doing the show tonight, but he came pretty close. He said Ravens 33-31. Also, Mike in Kentucky said the Ravens 35-31. And it wasn't to be, because Dave in Vermont nailed the score in an earlier game in the season. He holds the title for the NFL Nail the Score this season anyway. We will put it to bed, put it away, put it in the closet, won't be back out until hoops and the college tournament, and we'll do it again then. We'll have some fun with Nail the Score, but for now, it's gone. Now we all have to live without football. For some of you, that's exciting. For others, not quite as exciting. So what else happened over the weekend? Well, there were some very, very tough discussions that continue to mount over gun policies in the states and in the United States at the federal level, arguments over background checks or lack of reporting on background checks. The Sunday Swirl had a lot to do with guns. And there was also an incredibly sad story about an Iraq vet who's charged in the fatal shooting of a decorated ex-SEAL, a 25-year-old, who went to a gun range with a guy who was just trying to help him get his head together after being out of the military for 2 years. The Navy SEAL that was helping him is a guy that many people know, Chris Kyle, because he'd been on the tube a lot with his book, American Sniper. He was there with a friend of his, Chad Littlefield. They were both shot, allegedly, by Eddie Ray Ralph, the 25-year-old Iraq war vet who suffers from mental illness from being in the military. So sad story here. If you look at the career of Chris Kyle, imagine this guy. Just for a second, imagine this. Imagine being in the dirt, in the desert, in horrific situations, and taking out 150-plus insurgents from 1999 to 2009. He is the most lethal sniper, by all accounts, in U.S. military history. Iraqi insurgents hated this guy so much they had a bounty on his head. They called him the devil, and they were looking for him. And he deployed again and again and again and again. 4 times he deployed. Had 2 Silver Stars. And a whole bunch of other commendations. So the 3 of them were going to the shooting range on Saturday afternoon. A hunting guide eventually came across the bodies of Kyle and Littlefield late in the day, called 911, eventually tracked down the young Iraq veteran, and he is now charged with capital murder and sitting on $3 million bond. Oh, both guys had wives and children, and it's just a sad way for a guy who was so lethal to go out, frankly. And the fact that he cared so much about veterans that were suffering and trying to make it back in the States, and this is what happens to him in the end. My, oh, my. All right, coming up on the flip side, more on the Super Bowl, ads that scored, and we actually have a dungeon moment, kind of a gossipy thing, kind of a shocker. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight's top commercials, which ones did you like? We've played a couple. We've looked at a couple that from last year that still hold up. And looking at some this time around, I have a couple on my list. You might have a couple on your list if you want to throw in. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone, even if you have one eye open, at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What'd you think of the game? Plus, we have a dungeon moment. In fact, we're going to go to the dungeon, actually, before we go to the commercials. And the dungeon moment goes to somebody who was in a Super Bowl, never won a Super Bowl, but he was young in his career when he went up against the great Joe Montana. He was the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Dan Marino. And Dan Marino just has made a big splash heading into the Super Bowl. It was all over New York and all over national news. Really, do I care about this kind of nonsense? No, but the funny part to me is he was trying so desperately, this Dan Marino, to keep his clean-cut image intact that he had paid off a woman he was having an affair with at CBS who had a baby with Dan Marino. He was paid her millions of dollars, apparently. She was a co-worker, and he was paying hush money and didn't tell anyone, but he did tell his wife, so that was good. That was smart. When this all came out, he told his wife in 2005. I guess he started fooling around with her in 2003, and then she got pregnant and had a baby. She was a CBS sports production assistant, and he had paid her millions of dollars through intermediary people that were delivering her the money and all this other stuff, so his lawyer didn't know. His network didn't know. Nobody knew that he was paying hush money to her. And the Post got the story, of course. Somebody squealed, talked, whatever. So the New York Post was going to have a big splashy, gossipy story, and they did call him and tell him. So he had to tell everybody that, oh, guess what's happening? This story's going to come out. I didn't tell you before, but here's here's what's happened to me. So his wife knew he was covered off there because they have six kids together. And in fact, they just celebrated like their 28th wedding anniversary. But while he was at CBS, he messed around with a production assistant, paid her millions, and had set up ways to deliver the money during this 7 years and kept it out of the public eye. Didn't want anyone to know about it, any of that kind of stuff. Didn't want a baby scandal. But the baby scandal broke. Now it's the whole love child thing. We're in the era of, oh, here's what happened 7, 8, 10. Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be grown adults. Here's what happened 25 years ago, and this is my son or my daughter. So, Dan Marino, why would you pay millions of dollars? Why would you pay millions of dollars and not tell the people around you and let yourself go through that, especially if you told the hardest person to tell, your wife? He told his wife. So why not? Once you tell her, the rest is so, so easy. And don't you know that the era that we live in now, people always find out. Telephone game be damned. We live in a Twitter, Facebook, I'll take your picture, I know the people world, full of scummarazzi, paparazzi, and anything you can think of in between. So Dan Marino, I'm sorry, you cannot come clean out of this one. The only reason you're coming clean is because of the Post story. So I don't care if you had a love child. It's just, why didn't you just tell the people around you instead of paying this dingbat millions of dollars? So for being a dummy, we are going to give you a time out in our America Tonight prison. Don Carlson, the drummer man, in for Matt Johnson. Please escort him into our dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I bet when Don came to work on the show, he didn't think he was going to have to be a jailer. But that's what happens. That's what happens, Don, when you fill in. So, Dan Marino. Like I said, I don't care that he had the kid. I just care that it was just stupidly, especially telling his woman the truth so she knew. Why allow yourself to get twisted up that way? Because really, especially with all the scandals that break constantly, we live in the world of scandal 24 hours. Trust me, somebody will knock him off that in a second. All right, let's talk Super Bowl commercials. I want you to hear a few of them. Keep in mind, this is radio. That's my disclaimer, because some of this you would really want to see the video, but you're going to be able to see the video. I want you to hear some of this. Here's Toyota RAV4. Check it out.
Family, I'm your RAV4 genie. Your wish is my command.
I wish the old spare tire was gone.
Really? Out of everything. And the... Okay.
Oh, no.
I wish animals could talk.
Much better.
I wish the old spare tire was gone.
Oh, I wish I could eat as much chocolate as I want.
Well, your chocolate levels are dangerously low. And Gladys is going to start you on a chocolate IV, and here are some free samples.
I wish I was a princess.
I want you to avenge my father's death!
Wish.
May I please have a turn?
I said infinite wishes.
I heard witches.
Please have my first wish.
Now, Sirius XM.
Is the dog really necessary?
Yep.
The all-new RAV4. Toyota. Let's go places.
All right, that was a clever commercial. I liked it, where you had the girl from, I can't think of this. It's a CBS show, I think. I can't think. The Big Bang Theory. The cute blonde from the Big Bang Theory is granting their wishes, and you could hear their wishes, eat as much chocolate as you want, and all that other stuff, and it was a pretty clever spot. Very, very well done. Doritos, they are addicting, and that's the point of most Dorito commercials. This had to do with Doritos and a goat. Check it out. All right. We have to wait until it is ready to roll, and then we'll let you hear it. But it was just picture in your mind, I'm going to set you up for this, that you've got a goat, a very hungry goat, and just a pantry full of Doritos. Not one bag, not two bags, not three bags. I'm saying wall-to-wall Doritos, almost like at a grocery store. And do you think a goat would eat down all those Doritos if you are thinking, yes, ding, 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 give yourself some extra credit because that's what this spot was all about. And that's often the whole thing with Doritos, that people will do crazy things or animals will be involved or something will happen, that you can't get enough of the Doritos. And it is addicting. It's like any of the salty chips or whatever out there. Doritos are certainly their own brand, and they have so many different flavors now anyway, that they have the money to pump into these spots, and it's a big deal for them because they know that people watching the game are doing that, that they might have other foods out, but somewhere in a basket, on a table, in bags, there's going to be Doritos or potato chips happening, and the Doritos want to be the alternative to the potato chip. That's their deal anyway. So that's the beauty of the Dorito commercials, and that's why usually if they are well done, they usually hit their mark. But that's the that's the question. Did it hit its mark? And I think a lot of people, I was looking at the boards and trying to see what people were saying on chat. They were asked about what were the favorite commercials and what were the 10 best commercials of all time, but also 10 best spots this time around. And almost all of the things that I read, the Doritos and the goat stood out. And then the goat eats up all the Doritos. And what happens is the lengths that people go to protect them. So when he gets the goat, he realizes the goat is eating the Doritos, not protecting the Doritos. He tries to get rid of him. And then in another ad for Doritos, a man and his buddies have to dress up with the daughter to get her Doritos. So they dress up like princesses. And so you can only imagine how the mind goes wild there. But we're going to play the Doritos ad for you coming back on the flip side if we can get it. And there's an Oreos ad that's pretty cool, too. That would make my top 10. It's a showdown in the library between people fighting over whether the cookie or the cream is the best part of the cookie. And it ends up that people are throwing chairs and doing destructive things. But because the fight is in the library, we're not supposed to be loud. People are still whispering, even though police are coming to the scene. So that got a lot of buzz. And there was an awesome spot with Paul Harvey's voice that might be the best one of all of these. So you had a nail-biter game. You had a half-hour-long blackout adding to the drama. And then you had ads that people are going to be talking about that really, really stood out. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side here on ATN.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Princess, usually when it comes to politics, but we're putting that aside for just a quick second, talking a little bit about the Super Bowl here on the show, coming off of Super Bowl weekend. Stats don't lie. Millions of people are watching. Even if they don't necessarily like football, people tune in. They want to see the ads, or they want to be a part of a party, or whatever it might be. Otherwise, you wouldn't get the numbers that you get. This is the end of the end. For a lot of people, it creates the blues, and others celebrate because no more football. So no more nail the scores here on America Tonight until we get to the tournament in college hoops. But we had a winner this year, Dave, in Vermont. He won an awesome leather coat. It had an American flag on it. When we went to mail it, actually, we had problems with the whole mailing thing, but when we finally got everything to Dave, he got the leather jacket, I'm telling you, he has no idea how hard it was to not have someone take the leather jacket because everybody wanted it and said that they had never seen a jacket quite like that one. So anyway, he gets the bragging rights for the season. He gets the loot and all that kind of stuff, and nobody else nailed the score. A couple people came close But there was definitely some drama and nail biting. So some of you might have been biting your nails waiting to see the finish of that one. A lot of you already, before I even jumped on the air, hit me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet and sent me a whole bunch of emails on what you thought the best spots were. So I wanted to go through a couple of them. Bob, Ginger, Jake, and John all liked this one the best. They liked the Paul Harvey ad, and I really liked that too. Paul Harvey, with that voice that he has, the longtime radio broadcaster, did his So God Made a Farmer address. He was brilliant at that, and he talks about the whole, if you've ever heard it, the whole thing about a farmer and what a farmer does, and the pretty much the hardiness of the farmers. It was like a documentary kind of style thing with images, just still images of farmers from present day and past. And then at the end, you realize it's a truck ram ad, and it was brilliant. It was excellent. It definitely was one of the top fives. And they all thought, all of you emailed me in your own different ways, like Jake said, man, that farmer address nailed it. Paul Harvey is the king. He is the king, and that was a very famous thing that he did in 1978, actually. And the fact that they found that, somebody thought of that, pulled it together, recalled it in their mind, whoever came up with that, that was just pure brilliance, because it sticks out. So Chrysler, ding, 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 score big time from my point of view, too. I agree with the rest of them. This one, Bill says, listening to us in Iowa, Katie Kate, I know you were probably really into the action as you are a football goddess, but I am certain that the ads didn't pass you by either. I'll tell you the one that I liked was the Samsung deal with Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd. Did you happen to see that, and what do you think? Smart of the phone to play it off the way they did. Yes. So Seth Rogen, an actor, has been in a ton of movies. I'm trying to think of what movies you would know him from. Knocked Up, he was the lead in that. And he's in this movie with Barbara Streisand. I don't think that did as well, but called The Guilt Trip. But he's funny, funny guy. And Paul Rudd, it's hilarious. Paul Rudd's in a movie now. It's called, I want to say This is 40. But he's been in a ton of movies. One of my favorite Paul Rudd movies is one called Role Models. You just laugh your head off when you watch this one. But anyway, so the two obviously know each other. They've been in movies together, that kind of stuff. And it's a Samsung ad where they're both getting called to do an ad for Samsung, and they're told that they're the next big thing, and they start getting upset with each other when they realize that they're splitting the spotlight. So it's very, very funny. And it might have been one of the funnier ones, so I would have to agree that it was clever and it was well done. It's funny that somebody specifically picked out, has to be a movie fan, knowing I'm a movie fan, picking out Rogan and Rudd and knowing that, but that was really, really good. All right, the other one that some of you have emailed me about is one I already mentioned, but this comes to us from Karen, who says, hello, America, tonight. I'm sure you're keeping an eye on the ads. I already weighed in on a couple of polls. My vote goes for Oreos. It was very funny because people and their ads always talk about the cookie and the cream thing, and that's what a lot of people do. Some people just eat the cookie part or the cream part. You know what I'm saying? And it turns into a fight, and they're talking in whispered voices. Really, really brilliant, in my opinion. Yeah, I would say thumbs up to that, too. That's why I mentioned it before. The fact that you have this fight and chairs and crazy things are happening, but in the end, they're whispering because you're not supposed to talk in the library, and they portray that in the spot. So whoever thought of that, it's obvious the argument over the cream, the inside, or the cookie, but the other part of it was a clever way to pitch that. The Super Bowl, so I think the Super Bowl ad-wise, if I was looking at them as a whole, not bad, some pretty good ads. Another one that I liked that wouldn't make any sense to play on the air, because a lot of these you'll be able to go to the internet and download them and see them and all that kind of stuff, but the Anheuser-Busch ad where you had a baby horse, a Clydesdale, growing up and then moving away from his owner, the farm, the trainer, So the horse is remembered by the trainer because he's going to be in a parade. He sees the Clydesdales are going to be in a parade near him, so he decides to drive and go and see the parade. He watches the parade, sees the horses go by, gets excited, walks to his car, and then the Clydesdale comes running down the street, remembering, as the guy's getting ready to take off in his car, remembering the guy who raised him. And it was brilliant. It's one you have to see, but it was very, very well done. And then there were, you know, a slew of other ones, too, because imagine all the food and all the sodas. And I didn't think any of the Coke ads were all that great. I'd say they probably missed their mark a little bit. And to me, the ones that I just mentioned and some of you mentioned emailing me were probably the stronger fare of all of them. This game will go down because of the power failure, because of the lead the Ravens had 28-6, and then the comeback by the 49ers that almost ended up in a win, which would have been crazy. The ads, I think, were pretty solid, so you know, I don't think there'll be a lot of attacks on the ads as all of them being terrible or too ridiculous and not making any sense. But I would say that it was an excellent Super Bowl to watch. Other than, not so sure about CBS, Jim Nance and Phil Sims. There wasn't a lot of sizzle necessarily. They sounded fine, but they didn't. They're just kind of pedestrian. They're just kind of pedestrian callers, and you know, with color and with play-by-play, they're pros. But there wasn't a lot of excitement to it. There wasn't a lot of, here's what I think should happen, and here's what could happen, and the kind of stuff that I look for in a game. But that's probably why I'm more of a Fox chick, because of how they'll go out on, not necessarily a limb, but they'll just see stupid things, or they'll call it and they'll say it. And I don't think we really got that from the CBS call of this game. So it was okay. It wasn't awful. But there wasn't a lot of sizzle. That's what it was. There was some steak, but there wasn't a lot of sizzle. Coming up on the show, certainly there are other things to talk about. I mean, after all, aren't we always beating somebody up when it comes to the frustration over politics that many of us have here across America? And there were a lot of things to talk about with the Sunday Swirl, including guns, guns, guns. What did the head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, have to say about background checks? I mean, we certainly know from last week, and he's talking about it again as to why the checks and balances aren't there and why it won't really ultimately work until you do what you have to do with the laws that are already in the books and not throw more laws on top of it, saying that, you know, having these background checks for all gun purchases, even though the polls say that most NRA members don't share the same position. He was on Fox News Sunday. He said that background checks for all guns would lead to a national registry of gun owners, and a registry could lead to taxes on guns, or maybe they could confiscate them, you know, that kind of stuff. So he has one point of view. Mark Kelly, a gun owner, by the way, and the husband of Gabby Giffords, the former Arizona congresswoman, who survived barely that shooting 2 years ago, said that he would love for Wayne LaPierre to listen to his members. And he says that the current system prevented 1.7 million gun purchases since 1999. So it's this issue, this tug of war over, will this turn into something bigger if we have a national giant registry? Would it lead to a registry? And, you know, ultimately, if we have checks for all gun buys, gun purchases, would that just be an incredible bureaucratic nightmare that they couldn't actually handle anyway? So we're going to let you hear what LaPierre had to say and also what Mark Kelly had to say on the Sunday shows when we come back on the flip side here on America Tonight. So hang with us.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Besides, after 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a subtle and breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
All right, the scoop. Every single week here in America, the events are being ratcheted up. More testimony, more public hearings, that kind of stuff on guns. I want to say bravo. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Let's have the conversation. You know where I stand on the Second Amendment, no doubt about it. And taking guns away from people, frankly, is not the way to solve the crisis when we have any kind of a mass shooting. In fact, a lot of the people who are involved in the fight are people who are gun owners. And if you look at the statistics of people who legally have a gun and have a permit, this is not where the guns for these shootings are usually coming from. Now, in the case of Adam Lanza, his mother was a gun enthusiast, no doubt about it, legally had guns, went to the range and shot the guns, and apparently didn't realize how desperate her son's situation was, because he was able to get to the guns, and as a kid he would go out and shoot with her. It's not that he went out and shot with her as a kid. It was that he wasn't right and had access to those guns, and we know the tragedy of Newtown, Connecticut. So the NRA is squarely in the middle of this, not backing down from the fight. Wayne LaPierre, I mentioned that he was on Fox and talked about the bureaucratic red tape wouldn't do anything to solve any of this problem. And Mark Kelly, who was also on the Fox show, said members of the NRA tend to be very reasonable about the idea of background checks. Because in polls of the people who are NRA members, they say they don't have a problem with that. But the what is the big problem is the right now the background checks are not, the records aren't being there when it comes to mental illness anyway. They're not being fed in, and that's a huge part of this problem. So in moving forward, that's, it's not being meted out already correctly. Mark Kelly and LaPierre did agree on one point, that more people seeking to buy guns illegally absolutely need to be prosecuted, and there should be massive penalties for that, because this is the people that you want to keep off the street, not the law-abiding people. So digging a little bit further into this, LaPierre, as I said, not supportive of these background checks, because he's saying we don't need more laws. They're not being enforced as they are now. Take a listen.
The American public sees through this. They want the current laws enforced. They don't want more laws imposed on what's only going to be the law-abiding. And they see that how little all this has to do with keeping our kids safe. There's going to be fees. There's going to be paperwork. There's going to be law-abiding people caught up in a bureaucratic nightmare. And there's going to be abuse in terms of prosecutions. And it's all going to affect only the law-abiding people. The criminals could care less.
We sent men to the moon. We built an international space station. We cure diseases. We can fix this. Gabby and I are both gun owners. I don't think you'll find a person that's a stronger supporter of the Second Amendment than me. You know, I defended the Second Amendment with my life over Iraq and Kuwait. You know, but this isn't about the Second Amendment anymore. This is about public safety.
All right, so Mark Kelly is a gun owner, as he said. He's very in, he's very enthusiastic about the, as he sees what happens with his wife, about public safety, and is pushing to have the weapons with the bigger mags banned, as there was the so-called assault weapon ban that expired years ago, and then also talking about the background checks. In the end, if anything goes through, honestly, what I really think will happen, maybe the background check thing, maybe, but the other stuff, I don't think we're going to see any of Obama's plan, where it's the weapons, the assault weapon stuff, you know, meaning the AKs. I don't think we're going to see that kind of a ban. And by the way, there's so many on the streets right now, and criminals that have them already, the numbers are too big to count. But regardless of that, push that aside, I don't think we're going to see that ban. But do you think there should be that ban? I mean, maybe I'm kind of looking at this with a double vision, and you might look at it a little bit differently. Should there be, is the background check thing the way to go? Is Wayne LaPierre wrong on that? This is the thing, and we know this. Not everything that the government does is awful, but when you have too much bureaucracy and the potential for that ring around the rosy, it often is gunked up, which is the problem with the mental health records. That's not getting done now as it is. That's not happening now, and that's what we're looking at when we talk about these shootings. Do you think Adam Lanza was normal? Did he not have a massive sociopathic problem? Of course he did. How about when we look at the shooting in Aurora, Colorado? And we look at the shooter there. Did he not have a massive mental problem? Of course, a sociopath, disconnected, isolated, whatever. And we could go through a litany of them, and we would come up with that same profile. How do you stop those people, though, from something that triggers them into, lack of a better way to say it, into the state that sends them into this rage that they do the most horrific thing you can imagine and can't, it's unspeakable and you can't understand why. How are you going to say with a straight face that there is a way to stop that? Now, background checks where you follow through with mental health records, especially for these people that are really teetering, that are just, there's no question about it. I don't understand why that can't why we can't see that work. And maybe Chu, for example, the Virginia shooter, maybe he would have been stopped because he flat out, there was records about that. And the same with the Colorado shooter. But how do we have that happen? That's the big question. How do we make that happen so that you're not going after people, or it doesn't become one big crazy laughable bank of, oh, somebody's taking some Zoloft because they had a horrible loss in their life and they're trying to get through a rough patch. You know, there is a definite gray area here, and that would be the scary thing when it comes to mental health. But the bottom line is that's everybody says that, but there's nothing specifically directed at it other than funding clinics, having more mental health available for people who need to have counseling, that kind of stuff, that all of that's taken out of budget so much as just completely down the drain because of tight budgets in the states and that kind of stuff. So the push is to reenact that and have more of that available. But would that have made a difference for any of the shootings and any of the people that we talked about? Are they going to go in and get help and say, you know, I feel like I'm going to do something to somebody and I'm here and I need help and that kind of stuff? In a utopian world, wouldn't that be great? Stumble in. This is what I think is going to happen. You know, please help me. So in the scope of things, Dick Durbin set a gun control hearing for February 12th as, you know, he's the minority or majority whip, rather. And with Chicago especially seems to be the place that ended up in January with the highest number of killings with guns. The Judiciary Committee is working on new gun control legislation by the end of the month and deciding whether the so-called assault weapons ban proposed last month by Dianne Feinstein should be a factor, whether it's going to be included. She's going to hold her own subcommittee hearing on that issue. No date so far for that. By the way, Chicago, last year, shooting deaths 500. In January, rough month, 40 people were killed by guns, the highest for 1 month in a decade, including, sadly, a 15-year-old girl who was marching in Obama's inaugural parade last week. And so that's, you know, that kind of stuff. Chicago, they need to do something there. They got to come up with something. And the people, frankly, want to have laws that where they can protect themselves better. That's part of the argument, and that's always been part of the argument in that city because of the horrific things that are happening. Any thoughts on the hearing coming up with Durbin and what you think will come as a result of that? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.